right. And Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Scott. Happy Texas Independence Day.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, before we start talking about your business, I believe you saw a familiar face there up in D.C. hanging around in the hallways.
Yeah, Ben Downs, the boss of Bryan Broadcasting, was there, and we actually got to hang out at the National Association of Broadcasters reception last night for a few minutes. And while we're talking about Ben, we need to talk about the ultimate boss down there. His wife, Lily had a birthday that's the anniversary of her 39th on Monday.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Lily.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you. Hey, a big day yesterday for the Republicans in the House as you were able to pass a continuing resolution that keeps the government going for two more weeks.
That's correct. We passed a resolution that includes $4 billion in budget cuts from current spending levels. And keeps the doors open until March the 18th and gives us a chance to continue working with the Senate to get them to see the fact that we've got to reduce our spending levels.
Well, and the comments seem to be from the Senate that that they think that this is the way to go, at least for right now.
Well, at least for now. According to what Harry Reid said late yesterday afternoon, he hoped to have the our bill passed through the Senate and on the president's desk in 48 hours.
Now, I guess kind of give us an overview of the climate in D.C. then, if you will, because is this the new way that we're going to do this? Is 2 weeks at a time, 2 weeks at a time, like renewing the loan?
I sure hope not. If you think about renewing the CR, or renewing the funding of the government on two-week intervals, it makes it hard, especially for our military men and women, as they take care of the important work of the nation's security. It's hard for program managers to be able to properly plan. So what I would like to do is do what the House attempted to do week before last, and that's to pass a CR that gets us funded through September the 30th. And then we can go to working diligently on a long-term budget for this country.
As a member of this freshman class, you know, it's interesting. There were some fairly conservative individuals who voted against this continuing resolution, Michelle Bachmann among them, Ron Paul, Louie Gohmert from Texas. What is the thinking for them to not be on board with this cut?
I really don't know for sure what they were thinking. There is some conversation that Michelle Bachmann voted against it because it didn't defund Obamacare. But trust me, there are going to be multiple bites at the apple to attack Obamacare to make sure it never sees the light of day, either through the next continuing resolution or through other bills that come forward. So I'm not sure what's going on, but there will be an opportunity there will be multiple opportunities to get rid of these programs that are not adding value to the country and they're costing us billions.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. And, of course, this whole $2 billion a week type cuts, part of a larger package that the Republicans, I think, want to probably cut, what, $60 billion out. But there was a report yesterday from a guy named Zandi, who was, I think, an economic guru for the McCain campaign, who said this could cost hundreds of thousands of jobs. I'm sure you probably saw that report, and you got some thoughts on it?
Well, I do, and Zandi's ability to forecast is already highly discredited because he is the same economist who said that the stimulus bill would create millions of jobs when in actuality we lost 3 million jobs, even though we spent close to $1 trillion. You can't believe what Zandi says. On the other hand, if you listen to what Ben Bernanke said, he said he foresaw minimal job impact because of the billions of dollars of cuts that we need to get our budget back in, toward balance. And he also said that he also reaffirmed the fact that we do have to get our budget balanced over the next 5 to 10 years, or we're going to be in deep fiscal trouble.
Yesterday, Wall Street Journal had a copy of a report. Bill Flores joining us from D.C., by the way. The Wall Street Journal had a copy of a report that the General Accounting Office has put out. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday and again some today. I mean, 18 different federal programs spending $62 billion on food and nutrition assistance. There seems to be duplication of services throughout the federal government. Doesn't matter whether it was Republican administrations or Democrats and Congresses from both parties were here when these things were put together. This is something that aggravates the heck out of me to think that we are wasting that kind of money.
Well, Scott, you're not the only person aggravated. there are a bunch of freshman Republicans up here that got elected because of this kind of silliness with precious taxpayer dollars. And we're going to do our best to go through and root these programs out and get them stopped. If you look at, for instance, transfer programs that transfer tax dollars to safety net programs, there are hundreds of those programs, and they overlap, and they're duplicative, and some are just ripe with fraud and abuse. And we're going to go through and begin working through those to get those stamped out. At the end of the day, if you want to have a good safety net program, you'd have about four different themes that you try to address. One is temporary unemployment. Another one is housing. Another one is education. And then beyond that, you just need probably one program for each and then get rid of the rest.
Bill, you were obviously a successful guy in the energy industry before you went to Congress. I'd imagine you could probably take these numbers that we're seeing as far as oil and gas prices and probably have a pretty interesting insight. As we watch these prices climb at the gas pump, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen to the economy just as the economy is trying to get back on its feet. We're going to get hit with another adverse impact in the form of higher gas prices. I predict that we'll have $4 gas prices within the next 5 or 6 weeks. That's going to hurt because every dollar increase in the price of gas takes $120 billion of discretionary income out of the pockets of Americans and sends it overseas. And we didn't have to do this to ourselves. If we hadn't had the drilling moratorium in the Gulf of Mexico, if we hadn't handled the Middle East situation so awkwardly, I think we wouldn't have this today, and it's just a shame we're doing this to ourselves.
Now, what's your view on using our reserves?
Well, we've got lots of reserves in this country, and they're underground, and they need to be touched with a drill bit so we can produce them. And if you think about it, it produces jobs, it produces royalty income and lease bonus income for the federal government at a time when we've got severe budget problems. And it puts people to work. So it addresses long-term energy security. So rather than trying to produce a strategic oil reserve, why don't we drill for the reserves that we have in the ground?
Now, we did get a permit, though.
We did get a permit, and it's interesting. Salazar is supposed to be testifying before the Natural Resources Committee, of which I'm a member of, in the next few days. And it's interesting how that drilling permit came out just in time for him to come talk to us about his moratoria.
Now, and why that particular permit? Have you got any insight into that?
I don't know.
Because it's in Louisiana, is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's a deep water project that was underway and was suspended following the Macondo well blowout. And the project belongs to a company called Noble Energy. And I guess, I don't know all the details, but it appears that they were the first one through the chute in the permitting process to have a new permit issued.
You know, I don't know what the tipping point is for people when they start talking about gas prices and it becomes the most important thing, but when it happens, we always end up hearing these stories about, yeah, we know where there's some Arctic reserves, there's a gigantic field out there, but the oil industry is not going to do anything with it until they drive the price of oil up to, say, $125 or $140 a barrel. That way it's worthwhile for them to do that. Is that an argument that holds any water at all?
No, that's an inaccurate statement. I mean, we've got a lot of reserves in this country that are more than economical down at $70 and $80 gas prices. It's just that there's been a government fiat that has said you cannot drill our natural resources. I was talking with some of my fellow Republican freshmen a couple of days ago, and we asked ourselves, what other country that's resource-rich just cuts itself off from its own energy supplies? We couldn't think of only one country, and that's the United States
yeah.
of America.
Yeah, the logic in it is I don't get it. Finally, let's talk for a minute about you held a town hall meeting here last Friday, and you held some others around the district. What were your thoughts, and what did you hear from people that might have surprised you?
Well, we had great turnouts. We had about 800 people that came across four different town hall meetings, and we tried something interesting. We passed out ballots with a picture of my voting card that the people of District 17 put in my hands. And I said, I want everybody to imagine that they're on the floor of the House and that they've got the opportunity to vote on these critical upcoming issues. And so we discussed what those issues are, the budget, deficit spending, the debt ceiling increase, the CR. And we said, now how would you vote? after we had it, and we're compiling the results, and we'll have those results out a little bit later today. I'm interested to see how that turns out.
Yeah, I would think so. Bill Flores, a congressman, visits with us on most Wednesdays. You can hear the interview archived at our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Bill.
Scott, appreciate it. Ask our listeners to pray for our country and our military.
Certainly will do. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Yes, sir.